While Tanglewood is known as a unique open-air venue for classical and modern music, every summer the sprawling grounds become home to one of the country's premier music schools. The Boston University Tanglewood Institute is celebrating 50 years, and WAMC went to class.
It's like going back to summer camp.
Being at Tanglewood and coaching BUTI, performing with them, arranging for them, I am their age again.
David Krause and Lawrence Wolf may still be students of music, but their days as BUTI students are no more. Instead, both are back in Lenox, Massachusetts, to help mold the next crop of musical movers and shakers.
I definitely learned what it really takes to be a musician, and that you have to have a lot of drive and dedication and a burning passion for what you do.
Joshua Williams of Atlanta is part of the up-and-coming generation. The tuba player is spending his summer with fellow high school musicians, considered among the best in the country, like David Ramos of Miami.
Hanging around with the other students and the other performers and just kind of messing around, just kind of practicing on our own. You definitely pick up some techniques, some different skills that's like, oh, that's interesting. I never thought about that. Or, oh, I should try that back when I go home. But really, it's just awesome making music with them and creating different sounds you never knew you could.
And they're learning from people who've been in their shoes, or at least walk the same dirt roads between rehearsals in rustic barns.
When I got here when I was 14, it was about a two-week process of realizing that this is an actual thing that people can do with their lives. So very quickly, I went from being the only person doing this thing in my, you know, middle school in Providence, Rhode Island, into being part of a community of people who were all making music in a variety of ways.
Nico Muley was a BUTI student in the 1990s and is now a composer who has come back as part of a new visiting artist program. The initiative is one of many the Institute has rolled out to celebrate 50 years, including an opera program, according to Executive Director Hillary Respass.
But that's something that we learned from the archives early in the program in the 1960s. They also dabbled in opera programming. So this chance to look back has informed ideas for the future.
About 370 students are enrolled this summer from 40 states and 7 countries.
They take this BUTI experience back to all of these different communities and then can generate and build there. And so when we say BUTI is everywhere, we really mean that.
For flutist Angele Shinde of Orlando, the musical side of BUTI plays second fiddle.
I learn a lot about like being a person and being a musician that isn't just technique, about like new ways to look at stuff and just like living and how to look at the world.
BUTI formed in the 1960s as a way for the Boston Symphony Orchestra, which makes its summer home at Tanglewood, to extend its educational reach by partnering with Boston University. But for the roughly 10,000 alumni who have passed through and the current students, it's no leisurely walking in the woods summer camp, as Krause notes.
They're rehearsing in a barn without air conditioning. I mean, in my orchestra, if we go more than an hour and a half without a break, there's a riot, you know, and I have to have my espresso in the morning and a lunch. And here the students are just like, you know, just going at it.
The days are packed with lessons and rehearsals all leading up to some type of performance. While Krause, who is the principal trumpeter for the Met Opera Orchestra, is now a BUTI instructor instead of a student, some things have apparently stayed the same.
I could tell you by the looks on the students' faces that I know like the dorms haven't changed at all, because I think those are the same dorms that I was in and seem pretty, we'll say rustic in the 80s.
The 50-year mark may mean the most for Lawrence Wolf, now a member of the BSO, who in the summer of 1966 found himself as the only bass player in the inaugural BUTI class. Today, he's composing an arrangement specifically for the bassist to be performed at BUTI's half-century celebration on August 6th at Tanglewood's Azawa Hall.
Students, 50 years my junior, are challenging me, and I find nothing wrong with that, and everything right with it.
So the mission has stayed the same for 50 years, but maybe the standards are a bit higher.
A self-fulfilling prophecy of excellence.
Reporting from Lenox, this is Jim Lavoulis at WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle.